Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
All right, I'm going to need you guys to bail me out today. I'm going to need you guys to call into the show, not only because I want to hear what you have to say, I want to hear what you want to talk about, especially after a busy couple of days. Took the show on the road yesterday, had a packed lineup. Got to meet and hear from a number of great guests on the show yesterday as we were live from Great Falls, live from the Mackers Convention taking place at the Heritage Inn. I think they're still gathering there today. But, yeah, we had to do a quick turnaround because I had to, you know, make the drive for the show Monday afternoon, do the show yesterday, got a chance to speak at the convention after the program, got to hear from the installation commander at Malmstrom Air Force Base speak as well. That was a great update, very interesting update to hear from him. And then I quickly had to get back on the road to be the MC for the Billings Christian Schools fundraiser banquet last night, and here we are this morning. And so I'm looking forward to hearing maybe what stood out to you yesterday. You know, we covered a lot of ground. We were talking everything from you know, Sage Grouse and the way that these radical leftist environmental groups and the Biden administration are really, it's a coordinated effort to try to push Montanans off the land, really to usher in this great reset. You know, they've got the APR trying to kick the ranchers off the land in central and eastern Montana. And then you've got the federal government pushing these disastrous policies that go against our farmers and ranchers, going against oil, gas, and coal and energy development here in America. And liberal federal judges like Don Malloy out of Missoula ruling against coal but propping up solar panels, for example. So it really is. I was thinking about this on my drive back. I think it would be really interesting if you could put together a visual interpretation of the radical left's war plan. If you could look at what their war plan is right now and look at this coordinated effort from this radical agenda that's being pushed by Liberal Senator John Tester and from this radical agenda coming from the Biden administration. You know, they've got Tracy Stone Manning, the head of the Bureau of Land Management, a radical environmentalist for decades. She was one of those Earth Firster eco-terrorists in Missoula in the 1990s who lied about her involvement in that eco-terrorism case. Even federal investigators came out and said she lied about her real involvement in that, and they still put her in charge of the BLM and of the Bureau of Land Management. So, you know, if you were to look at a visual map of Montana, and you were to use you know, graphics and arrows, and I'm telling you, you could document how the left is trying to undermine America, how the left is trying to undermine our agricultural economy here in Montana, and so much more. I thought that was the big picture takeaway of what we got a chance to hear from several of these county commissioners yesterday, and particularly the Blaine County Commissioner, who's talking about, you know, sage grouse and the threat of the APR. And then on to the Muscle Shoals County Commissioner Goffney, who was talking more about the threat to the Signal Peak coal mine there.
All right, great insight, and thank you for this update. Call Amber today at 670-1942, online at listwithamber.com.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, where do we start today? Where should we start here today with our open phones program here on Wednesday's show? We had a packed lineup yesterday as we were broadcasting live from the Montana Association of County Road Supervisors Convention at the Heritage Inn in Great Falls. But I really appreciated when John Jackson jumped in. You know, he joins us every Tuesday in the 8 o'clock hour, and he was back here in studio while we were set up remotely from the Heritage Inn. And I like when John Jackson jumped in and gave his thoughts on this horrific shooting and the murder of those three little kids at the Christian school in Tennessee and the three staff members at the Christian school in Tennessee, where this deranged transgender person went in and started shooting up the school. I got a message here, and John Jackson, anyway, just was spot on in his insight yesterday, and just how despicable it was that the President of the United States, as he's getting ready to share presidential remarks following this despicable attack and the loss of the lives of these little kids, and there's Joe Biden joking about ice cream. He's joking about chocolate chip ice cream, like it's just another day at the office, just another day saying hi to people at the water cooler. And then he delivers remarks about little kids, innocent little children, and their lives being taken. Randy in Billings sent us a message on our Montana Talks app here. He says, I read a CNN article and watched the CBS National News last night, and when they profiled the shooter, there was no mention of her being transgender. It does not meet their narrative. However, they were very quick to talk about gun control. Randy, thanks for that message. Yeah, I did not see the CBS National News last night. I haven't tuned into them much anymore because, you know, after so many lies, so much propaganda, the fake news, the Russia collusion hoax, the Hunter Biden's laptop is not real, everything we've seen with COVID-19, I'm just so sick of the lies and the propaganda that comes from so many of these national legacy media outlets. But that sounds like it's a good summary of what a lot in the mainstream media are doing here. And Joe Biden, by the way, is at it once again here. He's at it once again. Very clearly, based on everything that we're hearing coming from law enforcement out of this scene in Tennessee is these little children and these staff members were targeted because of their Christian belief by this transgender shooter. Is that not a hate crime? Pretty obvious that it's a hate crime, right? This is what Josh Hawley had to say on Laura Ingraham's program last night.
Well, we need to call this what it is, Laura. When you target somebody based on their religious beliefs and their religious affiliation, it's a hate crime. Police in Nashville have said this school was targeted. It wasn't random. It wasn't happenstance. No, they were targeted. That is a federal hate crime. There should be a federal hate crime investigation. Federal government should make all of its resources available to Nashville police. We need to prevent this kind of thing from happening again. And to do that, Laura, we need to know how it happened now. We need to know the kind of hateful rhetoric that led to this. We need to know what the influences on this shooter were. And we need to be clear about the truth here. When you target Christians, you target religious believers, that's a hate crime.
Now, that was what Senator Josh Hawley had to say on Laura Ingraham's program last night. But he made similar remarks earlier in the day. And Joe Biden was asked a similar question. And it's a little hard to hear the audio here. Now, we do have the audio for you here. This is why I make the point that here's Joe Biden at it again. You know, he's joking about chocolate chip ice cream before he's talking about little kids being murdered by this transgender shooter. And then he's asked, hey, was this a hate crime? Were they targeted because they are Christians here? And Joe Biden ends up laughing and telling jokes when he's asked that question. Some of the most unpresidential behavior that you could imagine. I mean, could you imagine if Donald Trump was joking about chocolate chip ice cream when he's being asked about when he's delivering remarks about little children that were murdered? Here he goes again. The DailyWire.com has the full video from Twitter, but Joe Biden was asked a specific question. Is this a hate crime because they were targeted because of their Christian faith? And it's a little hard to hear the question, but I'll play it anyway, and then you can hear Joe Biden joking about it later on.
Do you believe that Christians were targeted in Nashville?
I have no idea.
Josh Hawley believes they were. What do you say to that?
Well, I probably don't then.
I'm joking.
No, I have no idea.
He says, ha, 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 no, I'm joking. So the guy asked him, do you believe that they were targeted because they're Christians? Oh, I have no idea. But you seem to be fully knowledgeable that the gun control laws that aren't preventing crime in places like Chicago, you seem to be fully confident that your gun control laws would have stopped the shooting, but you can't tell us what the motivations of the shooter were here. and why a transgender shooter would go into a Christian school and start gunning down innocent children and start gunning down staff members. And then when somebody says, well, Senator Josh Hawley says that that's why they were targeted, and he says, ha, 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 ha. Oh, then I don't believe it. Oh, just joking. Why are you joking right now, Mr. President? You're not Stephen Colbert. You're not Jimmy Kimmel or Fallon or whoever these late-night comedy hosts are. You're the President of the United States. And you just keep on joking about this stuff in the immediate aftermath of an attack like this. And then now Joe Biden is outright lying. He's lying as he's pushing more gun control. He claimed...
It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dave Bongio.
I don't have to know you personally. All I have to know is what political box you check, and know that at some point you will become a political target. You're going to see states, blue states specifically, the tyranny and the totalitarianism. There is no penalty for them for doing this. No one's ever going to come after them.
And offer you top dollar. Make your best deal right now. See us at Danny Minholt Nissan in Billings or at DannyMinholtNissan.com.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, one quick frago for you here. I mentioned that the phone lines are open for the next 2 hours. And, yeah, we've got the phone lines open for you right now. We're going to have the phone lines open for the full 9 o'clock hour. But I double-checked my show calendar. And today is the day. We're coming up at 8:40. So we got time to take your calls right now. I see somebody's calling in right now. 294-0970, the number for you. But coming up at 8:40, we've got Cesar Ibarra from Freedom Works, who's going to be back on the show with us. A couple of topics. We want to talk wolves in the Endangered Species Act, and we want to talk central bank digital currency and what happens if the Federal Reserve gets more involved in Montana in this whole digital currency deal. I know they're two totally different topics, but Freedom Works has been weighing in on both, and so great opportunity to talk about both those topics and more with Cesar Ibarra from Freedom Works coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Yeah, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, you want to jump in on the conversation. I think John Jackson might have shared this headline yesterday. Breitbart News had the headline, Barack Obama falsely claims guns are the number one killer of children. And Joe Biden repeated that same false claim once again yesterday in the midst of his chocolate chip ice cream jokes. Guns are not the number one killer of children. Now, I got an email from the Disney family in Libby, Montana. And they said, number one killer of children, can anybody mention abortion? If you want to talk about the number one killer of children, that's what the Disney family in Libby, Montana had to say. But even if you take abortion off the discussion here, motor vehicles are the number one killer of children in America. That's the actual facts, but facts don't matter when it comes to the liberal mob media. Facts don't matter when it comes to Barack Hussein Obama. Facts don't matter when it comes to Joe Biden. By the way, Joe Biden, when he was pushing this gun control message, he was saying, oh, well, I own a gun. My kids own guns. Wait a minute. If there's anybody in America that should not own guns, that should lose their right to own guns, one of your kids, i.e. Hunter Biden, if anybody should not be carrying guns, it's Hunter Biden. Given his drug background, his abusive drug, given his criminal background that he continues to get let off the hook for. So I don't know if you telling us how Hunter Biden has guns is supposed to be reassuring for Americans, Mr. Chocolate Chip Ice Cream. Getting away from Joe Biden and this unpresidential behavior that we're seeing right now, the other important story that needs to be told is the well-deserved praise for these officers, for these police officers, and their fast response at this Christian school in Tennessee. Jesse Waters on his show on Fox News last night showed some of the body cam video. And you'll hear some of the audio in the background. And Lawrence Jones earlier this morning on Fox and Friends, he summed it up really well that you know, one of the lessons learned after Columbine back in the late 1990s was that back then in the 1990s, the TTPs, the procedures, the tactics were they would go room to room. They would clear one room and then move on to the next room. Clear this room, clear that room, clear that room. And one of the lessons they learned is that, no, you have got to immediately rush in. You have got to rush straight into the gunfire. You have got to go to the gunfire. You have to go right to the most, and that's what you've got to do if you want to save lives. It's easy to say that. It's another thing to do it. And that's what these two police officers in particular did. In fact, FoxNews.com has a story. Metro Nashville police officers Michael Collazo and Rex Engelbert are credited with stopping this school shooter. While a team of Nashville police officers swarmed a Christian school Monday morning to stop an active shooter, the department praised two of the responding officers credited with taking down the suspect. Hero Metro Nashville police officers Michael Collazo, 31 years old, and 27-year-old Rex Engelbert have served in the department for 9 and 4 years, respectively. And Collazo is a Marine Corps veteran and former firefighter who had also responded to the Christmas Day bombing back in 2020, and he's the father of a young girl himself. Engelbert, one of the first officers on the scene, is shown on body cam video calmly retrieving his rifle from the back of a police SUV as a teacher outside explains the situation. Here is some of the sound from that body cam footage as they were rushing in towards the gunfire.
Move right. Hover. Hover left. Hover left. And it's upstairs. It sounds like it's upstairs.
Right. Push it LPB up. Go right.
Nashville PD's fast response saved a lot of lives yesterday. It took them 15 minutes from the moment they got the call to the moment they put down the shooter. They didn't hesitate. The two officers credited with neutralizing the trans killer are Michael Collazo and Rex Engelbert. Way to go, guys.
Yeah. Well said there by Jesse Waters. And by the way, the sounds of the gunfire that you could hear, the pops in the background there, that wasn't their guns going off. That was the gunfire that was going off that they were running towards to stop this shooter. And anyway, let's get into your phone calls here, 406-294-0970. Let's see, we had Mark on the road to Great Falls, but must have lost cell coverage there, but he wanted to say something about Joe Biden and his gun-grabbing, gun-control proposals, and of course, shotguns and Hunter Biden. So, Mark, if you get cell coverage back, I know you're able to keep that radio signal up running strong, but if you get that cell coverage back, give us a call because we want to hear from you. Meanwhile, let's go to Paula in Billings. Paula, thanks for the call.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about the Tennessee shooting, and I agree that it should be investigated as a hate crime. I also think that the trans part of it doesn't really matter, because I think evil is evil, whoever is a shooter in these cases. I think our problem is it's a cross-section between mental health and guns, and mental illness and guns. So it just breaks my heart that our kids have to practice sheltering in place in their schools, and just hard.
Yeah. Well, that's why I was glad, you know, yesterday, I don't know if you heard our conversation with Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter, and that's why I'm glad we've got law enforcement like Jesse Slaughter that are actually looking to provide actual school security here and actual right. Focused on actual school safety, because I agree with you. I mean, the fact that this shooter was a transgender person, well, that doesn't mean that they represent all people in the LGBT community. Just like right. If there was some mentally ill right winger that committed exactly. A shooting, well, they don't represent everybody else. I do think that this increasingly violent rhetoric coming from the radical LGBTQ community, like how they were promoting a day of trans vengeance, I think they need to be called out for that. We've even got a friend on Twitter who, because he is a gay guy who is speaking out against this targeting of kids by the transgender agenda, he's getting death threats right now. So I do think there is something that there is a broader investigation that needs to take place into the violent rhetoric and the nastiness and the straight up evil that is coming from some in that community right now in particular. But to the broader point, I agree with you completely. Hey, because Ted Kaczynski, you know, started sending bombs through the mail, does that mean that every environmentalist is a mail bomber like Ted Kaczynski? No. So that's a good point.
Yeah, we have to be careful with that broad brush and get past the politics and get the salt. So, yeah. Thanks.
Hey, thank you. Thanks for calling in, Paula. Great to hear from you. 406-294-0970, the number for you. In some other news here, I saw that, they had Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas was on Capitol Hill yesterday. And, of course, he bears direct responsibility for this invasion that is taking place on our southern border right now. And of course, it's that invasion. That was another topic that we talked about with Cascade County Sheriff Jesse Slaughter yesterday, was this invasion on our southern border and how it ties directly into the increased violence and drug overdoses problems that we're seeing all across Montana. It ties directly to our southern border. Ted Cruz, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, hammered Mayorkas in one of these hearings yesterday.
The photograph from just one day along the Rio Grande of hundreds of thousands of people walking across the border. You have allowed this to happen. The photograph that was before. What are these wristbands?
I don't know what they are.
You don't know what they are. Mr. Secretary, you have just testified to the American people you're incompetent at your job, because I've been to the southern border. And if you go to the southern border, along the southern border, you see thousands of these wristbands because the illegal immigrants wear them. The drug cartels, every color corresponds to how many thousands of dollars they owe the cartels. You have turned these cartels into multi-billion dollar criminal organizations. And these are modern day leg irons.
And the Homeland Security Secretary claims he doesn't even know what the wristbands stand for. Full video at DailyWire.com. Let's go to Dave. Oh, hold on one second. Let me stop the audio in the background. Dave and Bozeman, we only got 30 seconds to go. What do you want to share? Thanks for the call.
Absolutely. I agree with that last caller. Let's take the politics out of it. That was a female woman, who did that shooting in that school. Period, end of story. Impeach
Mayorkas,
get rid of him. I'm done. Have a good day.
Hey, that was spot on and quick and to the point. Thanks for calling in, Dave. Greatly appreciated. Cesar Ibarra from FreedomWorks coming up right after this.
This is where Montana talks.
I love to spend a little time in the wood shop. I took my daughter to work when she was about 8. It was father-daughter day, and we came home at lunch, and my wife said to Rachel, what'd you think of Daddy's work? And Rachel, being the astute, perceptive 8-year-old, said, he doesn't work, he just talks on the phone. So getting into the wood shop on the weekends, I actually can point at something I actually did.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Yeah, we got a message from Brooke in Billings, from Brooke Hudson, who's done such a great job standing up for kids, standing up for parents, standing up for teachers in our schools, given all the insanity that we've seen take place over the last 3 years. And anyway, Brooke sent us a message on the Montana Talks app and said this: I think it is important that we tell people that the shooter is trans. It should be a wake-up call that pushing trans on our kids in schools exaggerates issues in mental health. Kids are being lied to every day that transitioning will solve their mental health issues. Brooke, that's a very good point, Because one thing that the left lies about when it comes to this transgender debate is they say, oh, well, you better do these surgeries on these kids. You better transition these kids, because if you don't, they're going to commit suicide. When that is an outright lie. Because, and the reason we know that's a lie is because we have seen the numbers that have come out of Europe. Sweden, I believe it is, in particular. They embraced this whole trans the kids decades ago, and it was disastrous. The actual number of suicides increased 19 times after they transitioned the kids. So we've seen the actual end result. And I'm sorry, but look at everything the left has been pushing. Has it helped mental health in our kids? Has it helped mental health in our schools? The obvious answer is no. It has made the situation a lot worse. Brooke, thanks for that message. Let's see. Let's jump right into it. We've got Cesar Ibarra back with us here on Montana Talks. He is the Vice President of Policy for Freedom Works, a great conservative organization fighting for us back in Washington. Cesar, great to have you back on the show, and thanks for being with us here this morning.
Hey, great to be on. How are you?
Yeah, doing great. I think we're going to try to tackle a couple of different topics with you here this morning that I know FreedomWorks has been working on. They sound like two completely different topics. You know, we're going to talk about the state management of wolves, and then we're going to talk about the Federal Reserve and a potential central bank digital currency. But then I'm thinking of wolves and the wolves of Wall Street and the wolves back at the Fed. So that maybe these topics are more similar than I thought.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, anything that the federal government does, for better or worse, should always be questioned, right? People forget the enumerated powers that are that the Constitution gives to Congress, and by extension to the federal government. So we have to be wary of the federal government, whether they're trying to push forward a Chinese-styled central bank digital currency, or whether they're trying to keep the gray wolves as an endangered species to infringe on our private property rights, to infringe on the cattlemen's rights to earn a decent living and protect their livestock, and all these other things, right? So the federal government is always going to protect the federal government's interests before the American people's. So we have to make sure we are wary, and we micromanage the heck out of these guys, because they're not going to relent.
Yeah, so I know one thing that FreedomWorks is pushing right now, especially when it comes to the wolves, is, you know, when President Trump was in office, and when Republicans are calling the shots, that hey, they basically pushed for state management of the wolves. Because we've got way too many of them in Montana. The population expands far too rapidly. But then, of course, you get these liberal judges that want to come in and push this radical agenda. And they want to thrust more wolves on us here in the Rocky Mountain West in particular. And to me, it's not even about the wolves. It's not even about protecting the species or protecting the animal. It's about what the radical left is doing is supporting policies on a number of fronts to push people off of the land here in the Rocky Mountain West. And so the wolves are just another tool to try to kick people off of the land here in Montana. What the Bureau of Land Management is doing to prop up the American Prairie Reserve, they're trying to push the ranchers off the land. Just like the timber policies of the Clinton era in particular, it's not about saving the trees. It's about getting these rural communities to dry up and to wipe them off the map.
That's exactly right. And the gray wolf is only one. Look, and here's the reality, right? Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, she introduced legislation called the Trust the Science Act, right? And remember, who was the person who told us to trust the science initially? It was Dr. Fauci, right? He wants us to trust his science, not other science, right? So the Trust the Science Act shows, pretty much says that right now, the gray wolves, based on the scientific data and the science that the federal government works with, that the gray wolves have been recovered. That's a success story that we should all be applauding. We were able to save the gray wolves and ensure that they are not an endangered species anymore. But what the federal government has done is they've moved the goalposts so much to keep the gray wolves as an endangered species, thereby doing the bidding of the environmental groups and screwing over the people that you just talked about, right? The cattlemen, and all these other folks, you know, folks who have a big property, et cetera. So That's what Congresswoman Boebert's bill would do. It's, hey, the science is there, it's done. Let's take the jackboot of the federal government and make sure that we can go back to a science based approach across the board, right? Whether it's gray wolves, whether it's the lesser prairie chicken, or you name the endangered species you want, we got to make sure that yes, there is an interest to protect species, but there is a greater interest to protect private property, right? So I think Congresswoman Boebert's bill is right on the money on this, and it's common sense, and it's going to help the people of Montana a heck of a lot, because people forget that the western United States, I mean, the federal government owns most of the land in west of the Mississippi. So the Endangered Species Act is just one mechanism to take over private property and put the jack, you know, and prevent people from developing in those areas.
Yeah, and this legislation is H.R. 764, the Trust the Science Act. And yeah, Representative Lauren Boebert is the one pushing that. We got to see her down at the SHOT Show and chat with her at the SHOT Show down in Las Vegas back in January. This legislation is being supported by Congressman Matt Rosendale from the Eastern District and Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western District. So call, thank them for supporting it. And hopefully there's companion legislation on the Senate side that we can push along as well. Cesar Ibarra, to the other topic, a CBDC, central bank digital currency. I know this is something Glenn Beck's been talking a lot about. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has spoken out strongly against allowing a CBDC in Florida. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem vetoed a measure that she says would have basically allowed for a CBDC in South Dakota. There's a bill, Senate Bill 370, in the Montana legislature that already passed the state Senate. It's before the House now. Some opponents are claiming that a provision in 370 would basically allow for a central bank digital currency here in Montana. But the authors of the bill are saying, well, that's not the intent. But so they're looking, they might amend the language so that that's very clear that that's not a part of it. But either way, what's your take? What's the FreedomWorks perspective when it comes to just digital currency in general and this whole idea of a central bank digital currency?
We at FreedomWorks, we are adamantly opposed to a central bank digital currency. If you want America to continue looking more like China, then let's develop a central bank digital currency. And that's exactly what President Biden has done. He directed, through an executive order, the Treasury Secretary and her department to write a report on the potential of a central bank digital currency. This is the pinnacle of digital authoritarianism, okay? These central bank digital currencies would be linked to a social credit score. So, for example, if the federal government wants to make sure that people in Montana and people across America cannot buy AR-15s anymore, well, guess what they're going to do? They're going to prevent you from buying that. If you're using a central bank digital currency, then it's like a credit card, right? It's not going to go through if you're trying to buy all these things, right? It's the social credit score that we are afraid of, and it's what China is employing on their people, and it's exactly what we want to oppose. You know, we've in the name of doing good, we've become more like China. I'll give you a good example.
Yeah,
you look
exactly.
At the CHIPS Act, right? The CHIPS Act was a bill to ostensibly compete with China, right, to make sure that we can manufacture more semiconductors here in the United States and all these other things. That's a worthy effort, okay? We do need to have more domestic-sourced semiconductors because they're very important for national security. However, in the name of that passion, we are using China-style tactics by taking money away from us, the taxpayers, and subsidizing these big corporations to do these semiconductors at home. Why can't these corporate people, through private equity, fund these investments, right? Why does it have to be? We are using taxpayer dollars to subsidize industry. That is what China does.
Well, I think, weren't there some woke provisions that were tucked in there that were hidden in the legislation as well? So, you know, like anything coming out of Washington, the devil's always in the details. Cesar Ibarra, if you can't hold that thought, we'll come back to you after the break. Plus, we got Jim in Great Falls on the phone lines that wants to say something about the wolves as well. You know, you talk about China policies. I'll tell you what. I not only want to buy made in America, I want to buy made in Montana. That's one of the things I love about Kyle Austin and his team at Farm 406. They've got some made-in-Montana products in there. That's where I go to get, like, my pre-workout supplements, things like that, before I go to the gym, because they've got the EFX Sports products that are made right here in Montana on their shelves at Farm 406. Check them out, farm406.com.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Brief agenda alert. New York City Teachers Union has canceled a workshop on the harmful effects of whiteness. Officials at New York City's Teachers Union decided yesterday that maybe it wasn't such a great idea to go forward with the planned workshop. It was supposed to be about white privilege. It had been planned by city teachers and their union. When are teachers ever going to focus on their failure? Their failure. If your students fail, then you're responsible. You know, it's really simple. Kids go to school, they're supposed to learn reading, writing, math, science, real history, computers, and we're paying all this money. In the case of New York City, over 40-some-odd thousand dollars per student to get an education. We have more kids failing just basic competency tests.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hammock, check. Arnold Palmer, check. Motorized solar shades, yes. Now get your home and patio spring ready with Blinds.com and upgrading your blind shade shutters with Blinds.com. It's a small project with a huge impact. Now relax, let Blinds.com take care of all the installation. You just click installation when you check out. So save 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Save 45% off on selected products. Blinds.com, rules and restrictions may apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate.
263.
Broadcasting from the Grizzly Gold and Silver Studios, trusted by the Northwest, Montana owned. Online at grizzlygoldandsilver.com.
This is where Montana talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're talking wolves in the Rockies. We're talking the wolves on Wall Street here. A couple of different topics with Cesar Ibarra, the Vice President of Policy for FreedomWorks. Quick few minutes left here on the show. Let's sneak in a phone call from Jim in Great Falls. Jim, thanks for the call. Did you have a quick question or comment?
Yeah, as we talked before, people need to look up the legendary white wolf of Stanford and see what damage that did in a 15-year span. But they keep talking about introducing the wolves back here. They need to remember that those were a different breed of wolves from Canada. And we still had wolves here in Idaho and in Montana. They just weren't visible as much. But once they brought that other wolf in, boy, it either killed or pushed the other ones out. And it's going to become so bad to the elk and the deer. They're changing their migratory routes. They're not in places they used to be. So I don't know where these people are getting the idea that they're helping wildlife when farmers and ranchers are managing the land for the birds and the deer and everything. Yeah, there's some bad apples out there, and the economy will weed them out. But we need to get rid of these city people and their side-by-sides and their motored fun carts out here. They're doing more damage to the animals than the ranchers are.
Well, you raise a good point about the you know, sportsmen and the impact. You know, hey, you think about, you know, the folks that love hunting in the Missouri River Breaks country. The more we push these grizzlies and these wolves out there, I think one of our guests yesterday talked about that. You're right. Going to be wreak havoc on our hunting opportunities here. Cesar Ibarra with FreedomWorks, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, this just goes to show, right? And to that point, right, conservation is great for America. The sportsman community, they have a lot of stake in this as well. I mean, the message here, the broad message here is everybody needs to be concerned with what the federal government is doing, and they need to get active. They need to work with their Congressman Rosenthal, Congressman Zinke. They need to work with Senator Daines. They need to work, for crying out loud, for Senator John Tester. If he wants to continue being a U.S. Senator, then he better work with his congressional delegation to get the jackboot off the federal government and make sure that the state And local stakeholders have a say in how they manage the wolves, right? So, again, we have to trust the science. The science is there, and nobody knows better how to manage the ranch but the people who live there, not the federal government.
Yeah. Well, we just need to work to get John Tester out of there, because even if he works with us for the next year, because it's an election year, he'll put the boot to us once again after that. So we just need to get him out of there altogether. That's right. That's right. Cesar Ibarra, gratefully appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for being with us, and I would encourage people to check out your Freedom Works letter, where you detail the ties between the communist Chinese and these environmental groups as well.
Yes, sir. Anytime. FreedomWorks.org. You can find us there and on social media.
Yeah, and it's so reminiscent, too. You remember when U.S. Senate investigations confirmed that Russia and Putin were funneling money to these environmental groups to go against these pipelines in America. FreedomWorks is basically exposing the communist Chinese ties to these radical environmental groups when it comes to issues like wolves and everything else. So that's a very important part of this conversation as well. So, yes, Cesar, grateful for your time again. And tell Jonathan, thanks for linking us up once again. Phone lines are going to be open for you for the 9 o'clock hour. Anything and everything you want to talk about if we didn't get to you yet. In the meantime, hey, we're going to get some nicer weather soon. It's right around the corner. Are you going to be able to get out and enjoy that nicer weather? You know, some of you, you're like, man, I wish I could get out there and golf. I wish I could get out and play tennis. I wish I could go do all the things that I thought I would be doing when I finally had the time to do it in my retirement years. But you can't, because you got achy knee. You got achy joints. You got an achy back. Well, what if we had an all-natural solution for you where they take the healing properties that are already in your body and directly put those in those achy joints? No surgery, no downtime, no pain meds. QC Kinetics. You can get a free consultation. You got nothing to lose. You can call QC Kinetics right now. They are on the ground in Montana. 406-201-6263. That's 406-201-6263 for QC Kinetics and your free consultation.